Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." The study of the purpose and design of the universe is called teleology. The root word telos is a Greek word that means purpose. So when studying the purpose of a thing, you are admitting that there is a purposer, which may not technically be a word, but there is an intelligence behind something with a purpose. And that is the basic argument called the teleological argument for the existence of God. The universe shows clear evidence of design, and that requires a designer, capital D. And logically, it goes without saying that this designer is a living, intelligent being, or what we call a person. And we call this person God. Any honest, accurate assessment of our universe will admit that we live in a world that is orderly. Everything is measured, observed, and cataloged with the relative ease, especially in our computer age, using varying degrees of mathematics to calculate everything from size, distance, to speed. And once any point in the sky is observed and the data is gathered, astronomers can make accurate predictions about that particular body, whether it's a star or planet or some other heavenly body, or a whole galaxy. And based on this data, we can know where that star or planet will be in a certain amount of time and on certain dates, right down to the exact moment. We don't have to guess about the next solar or lunar eclipse. We know when Halley's Comet will arrive. I saw it when I was 17 years old, back in 1986. I'll have to live to be 92 to see it again in the year 2061. And we know this because comets orbit larger bodies like our sun, and by studying them, we can predict the precise time in which Halley's Comet will show up again. And we could go on and on talking for days about what we know regarding the location and future destination of different bodies in the sky above us, because our world is an orderly, fixed, and predictable world. And this order in our world points to design. And this is a major mark of departure between the theist and the atheist worldview. The theist sees the world and evidence for design in our universe and credits our Creator God with such an amazing creation. We see the world with the same eyes as expressed by the words of the psalmist. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. But we also see the same evidence for God under a microscope. And time doesn't permit us to go into detail in this devotional, we'll come back to this in future installments, about the function of life on a cellular level, or going into the function of a single cell, or even discussing the order and function of DNA. But the atheist ignores this obvious reality and pretends to believe that order and evidence of design are just a massive accident of cosmic proportions. And this argument really is that simple. If you choose to look at our amazingly precise, orderly universe and pretend that such a thing is possible without any intelligence behind it, then you will reject the teleological argument for the existence of God. But such a position is nothing short of absurd, which is why the psalmist also says in Psalm 14:1, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good." That isn't an insult. It's the honest assessment of the atheist who rejects the teleological argument from the evidence of design and convinces himself that there is no God, even though he or she knows that there is a creator, God, because it's literally as clear as the nose on his face. And if we had time, we could discuss the design of the nose and that every atheist has on their face. And how that's such an amazing, useful, and required design requires an intelligent designer. But for the believer, we learn and review this material because it not only helps us prepare to give an answer to those who question us, but it builds our confidence in and our appreciation for our great God and Savior, our Creator, Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him.